Let's go to Luke 1:26. Happy Christmas. Happy birthday, Miss Farrell.
Yes.
And then in 2 days, happy birthday, Brother Copeland and Billy Brim.
Yes.
We're going to start marching toward Christmas today. Mm-hmm. Christmas means the celebration of the Anointed One.
Yes.
He left his heavenly home. Came as a man. And so this year at Victory, we're actually celebrating family Christmas.
Yeah.
It's all about the family.
Amen.
And so today we're going to look at the Holy Family and find out some things about them.
Amen.
So you can just agree with me that you're going to understand everything I'm saying today.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be here and be here strong. I want to just share some things with you today about what you may not know about Mary and Joseph. And it'll just be fun. The question is, was Mary just a random girl that was chosen by God? She wasn't random at all. Luke 1:26, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. So Nazareth is just, it's a small town. It's like a bedroom town, like the town we're from, Lockhart. Everybody goes to Austin. So Nazareth is like that, and Nazareth is like that. And it's next to a bigger city, Zipporus. Zipporus is a place that Herod Antipas set up his capital. And it's about 4 miles out. And the largest collection of sacred scrolls that were owned, it's a repository there, and owned by the Sanhedrin. So all of the sacred scrolls are in Zipporus. Yeah. Mary's parents are Jehoiakim and Anna. Mm-hmm. They're wealthy people.
Yeah.
And they're originally from Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
They use their wealth in the work of God.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did? Okay, one person did. So some say that Jehoiakim was like a scroll scholar. We would say a man of the word. And then, Mary's grandparents actually lived in Jerusalem. They lived behind the north wall of the temple. It's just a short distance from the pool of Bethesda. You know where that, you've heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
So probably Jesus is walking to see his great grandparents when he passes that place.
Wow. Awesome.
We don't think about those things. Here's something that you may not know. Jehoiakim and Anna had no children. And so they did the exact same thing that Hannah did. They went to the Lord and they prayed. And they said, if you'll give us a child, we'll dedicate this child to the Lord.
Praise God.
Did you know that?
Wow.
And so they were dedicated. Mary was born and they raised her, keeping the vow of dedication to God. They brought her up, excuse me, to obey the will of God in her life. Whatever the plan would be, it's what they were going to do.
Exactly.
And, to help her spiritually, they sent her to a special school next to the temple.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
It's designed for training young girls. Now, folks, if Yentl would have known that, she wouldn't have gotten into all that trouble.
Really?
The kids are like, who's Yentl?
Yeah.
Your parents will tell you who it is. But there was a school for young girls. Mary attended it. And, you know, today we dedicate babies. We always have baby dedication services.
Yeah.
But who's really getting dedicated?
Yeah. Parents.
Parents.
Yeah.
Parents are getting dedicated. And so Mary was actually dedicated to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Personal pledge. And so they're raising her in such a way that she's going to obey God.
Right.
You get that?
Yeah.
So whatever's going to come along in her life, she's going to obey God.
Right.
This is not random. She obeyed God. The question we ask ourselves is, are we building a mindset that attending, serving God in the local church is essential for the Christian life? And of course, I'm here preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
You're here today. Your children are here with you. If they're not, they're watching you.
They are. Yeah, they are.
They are.
It's essential.
Amen.
Shouldn't be optional.
Amen.
So Mary's life is actually demonstrating how powerful a parent's word could be.
Yes.
How powerful the parent is. How powerful the grandparent is. Now don't sit up here and tell me, grandparents, we're just going to leave it to the kids.
No.
No, you should have some input.
Exactly. Yep.
Of course, stay in line with the parents, but everybody but Pastor John, he got away with a lot of things.
Yeah.
Feed the kid chocolate milk and candy at 10 o'clock at night. And love him. But we see how important it is. Now, Nazareth has about 150 people. Okay? It comes from the word netzer. That means a shoot or a branch. And so, Isaiah 11:1 says, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. A branch from his roots will bear fruit." So, what you may not know, in about 100 B.C., a branch of David moved to Nazareth.
Wow.
Kinfolks moved there.
Wow.
And so, you see this particular place was a home to the branch of David.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just walk with me through this here and you'll see. Mary, Joseph is actually a man of great reputation. He's of the lineage of David.
Mm-hmm.
And so is royal blood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, royal blood.
He's a king's kid.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we also know that Mary had royal blood.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both born of royal lineage. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anna, her mother, is a descendant of Aaron.
Wow.
So this is getting thicker here. It's getting bigger. So what I'm saying to you is serving God is a family matter.
Yeah.
It's a family matter. And what about Jesus' family now? Let's look at it one more time. His grandparents are obviously involved. Mary obeyed. Joseph obeyed. Jesus had brothers and sisters. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
James.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph. Simon. Jude. And two sisters, Deb and Roxanne. They don't tell the names, so I put some in there. Now, it took them a while to catch on that Jesus was the Messiah.
Yeah.
James actually caught on after the resurrection.
Yeah.
And then you see that Jude wrote the book of Jude.
Yeah.
All in all, Jesus had 14 members in his family that were in the ministry. 14 members. That's like La Familia. The Lopez house is in here. They got about that many. Praise the Lord. All serving God. God calls whole families, but it begins with a person. It began with Noah. It began with, it went down the line. I mean, church, let's get a clue. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Let's get a clue. Ephraim, Manasseh. Get a clue here. It kept going. Kept moving. And I'm telling you, if you'll serve God, your whole family will eventually come in. Keep going, church. Keep doing it. Chain reaction. And you just can't really separate family and this family. You shouldn't have to. Jesus was preaching one time, and the family came knocking on the door. Remember? And they said, your mother and your sisters and brothers are outside. They want to talk to you. And what did he say? Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Those that do the will of God. So you're sitting in this room right now with family. Right now you're sitting with family. Like, you got some sisters right here, but I'm their sister. Look at somebody and say, you're my brother, you're my sister. But get it right. I answered a call. Then you answered a call to join me. And now we're all answering the call. All of us are answering the call. Now, how do I know all these things I told you? Well, historians. There are people around who wrote things. But the majority of what we've learned comes from Mary herself. I hope you get what I'm about to say. Because this is so important. The scripture says in Luke 2:19, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The word kept here means keep within oneself in order to closely regard, to accurately preserve. Ponder means to lay out in order. I don't know if you're like that in your mind. I am. I'll lay things out in order. I mean, I'll lay in bed and go, and this, and this. And I don't know if you do that, but Mary had it. And thank God she did it, because when Luke actually interviewed her in Ephesus, she could say, this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. That's why you might want a journal in your life, because I don't know if you ponder quite as good as Mary did. Maybe. But she knew everything that happened. She was able to tell Luke everything. See, I don't know if we think about that. This is all after the resurrection. Living over in Ephesus. They're sitting down. He's got a pencil. Didn't have a recorder, you know.
Yep.
She's saying, this is how it was. This is how it was. Miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. She kept all those things. So she gives us most of the story. I think this ought to give us a big hint that we should not forget all of the marvelous things that God has done for us. And church, listen to me. One thing you need to understand is no person is chosen by accident. No accident. It's not an accident that you're here. It's not an accident that you were born. It's not an accident for those of you who are called to whatever you're called to. Some to the fivefold, some to business, whatever it is, missionary work, whatever you're called to, God called you to it. We're called then together. Names are not picked out of a pile. Let's see, I think I'll get Roxanne and send her. No. No. Mm-mm. God knew and known you since you're about 11 years old. And here we are spending life together. Interesting. Before these two are ever thought of. Known Debbie since the call came. I don't know if you know the story, but we lived in this big, pretty house that God gave us, and Debbie was our neighbor, and we needed a plunger. And you know Deb. So Deb comes home with a plunger and Kenneth Copeland tapes. And then friends for life. Friends for life. Amazing. Just over a plunger. The devil is a liar, but God turned it to good. You know what the Apostle Paul said? He didn't say the devil stopped me. He said the devil hindered me. He's not stopping us.
Amen.
He hindered, but he's a liar, and he doesn't win. Well, that was free. Anyway, back to the story. So God saw something in Mary's life that qualified her. Let's look at Joseph one more time before we close. He's of royal lineage, so he is not poor, okay? He's not poor. Now, people say, you know, he's a carpenter, right? Well, actually, that word that we see here, which I'll tell you what it is in just a moment, it actually means a highly skilled, versatile artisan. Where I'm sure he could build a house. But he's more qualified than that. Kind of like Jeff. Right. Jeff can build a house, but Jeff can make things. Along with Chris, of course. But he's highly qualified. And so he knows how to create wonders out of matter. And now Jesus is his apprentice. So they make custom products. And so the word there is actually tecton. And here's what it means, technology. It means technology. And so and church, remember, they're not building houses out of wood then. Okay? I've been there. Those buildings are still there, and they're not wood. So, he could have been carving things. He could have been an architect. He could have been a stonemason. And more than likely, he's traveling 4 miles over to Zipporah. And he's actually working on Herod's capital city. So he and Jesus are probably traveling over there every day. But you gotta be good because Herod is building palaces. He's using beautiful stones. He's creating these wonderful, beautiful things. Joseph, can I just say it in Texas? Joseph ain't poor. Mary's parents weren't poor. Yeah, but you know, Pastor Jesus is born in a manger, and well, we're going to talk about that next week. We're going to talk about the nativity next week. Cool. This whole family is set up to bring the Messiah into the world. The whole family is set up, all 14 of them. Now, I just be real about this. Here you have this man. He's not poor. What kind of a guy would Mary's parents, after raising her like they raised her, they're not going to give her away to a bum?
No way.
No way.
Mm-mm.
They're going to pick. Yeah, bum. That was good. They're going to pick out somebody worthy. Someone who could handle it.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. God's going to give someone the greatest assignment ever.
Mm.
He's going to have to let the right person raise that boy.
Wow.
And so Joseph is obviously a good family man. And he stuck it out when it became hard.
Yeah.
And he was a person of integrity. He was trustworthy. He was merciful.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually attuned. He displayed deep trust in God.
Right.
So I think that Joseph was a solid spiritual leader of the family.
Amen.
Have you proven yourself? Do you stick with the projects? Could you stick it out like Joseph stuck it out? That's pretty tough. What are people gonna say? This is looking pretty bad. But
he did.
He stuck it out. And he raised that boy. And he raised him well.
Yes.
Are we raising our children well? Yes, you are. I have gotten so many happy reports about our children. I thank God for it. I was watching this one on YouTube. I guess what were we watching her on? Let me just go ahead and embarrass you right here. See? Get used to it. No, I'm kidding. She's in there preaching to the, what do you call that?
It was our FCA group.
What's the FCA?
Future
Christian athletes, and she's just talking and preaching and with confidence.
Yeah.
Avery goes around speaking. Here's our basketball stars right here.
Yep.
You got some folks who are do well in other things. Caden plays football.
Yeah.
What? Jesse's already coming into our leadership. And what about that one that gets up on the stage and sings every week?
Yeah,
yeah, Nina. And there's plenty more of them back there.
Oh yeah.
They're going to come forward and do what God called them to do. We have a great, great group here. And you're all helpful in doing that.
Right.
You're all a part of that. Whether you're 95 or 25,
mm-hmm.
you're a part of these children.
That's right.
They're so important. Danny said it best. She said that we're generational. We got us grands and Gigi's,
mm-hmm.
and we got babies, and we got everything in between.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be their grand. Happy to. Happy to be their pastor. They are of good reputation.
Yes.
Thank God for it. Can God trust you with a big assignment? Because guess what? You have one.
Yeah.
This family is your assignment. Just like God had his eye on Joseph, he's got his eye on you. What are you going to do? He's looking at you. He's grooming you. He's believing in you. And church, it's not hard. It's not hard. You just love people. Give them a hug. Show them some kindness. Find something good to say. Watch the kids, and when you see something happen good, praise them.
Yes.
Do that for your friends in this room.
Amen.
Church, there's nothing between you and the Master. You're clear.
Amen.
There's nothing. Jesus loves you. But he does bring a challenge to our lives. Step into more. As Danny was saying this morning, step into more finance. Step into more anointing. Step into more love. Step into more family. Step into what God has for you. Step into the anointing and it's yours. The anointing will remove the burdens from people's lives. This low self-esteem needs to go out the door. Whatever's blocking you, we unblock it today. You are worthy. Yeah, well, not everybody loves me like they love Jesse. Yes, they do. That's coming from you. That's coming from the enemy. What good things can God say about you today? Like, well, you know, I don't want to say anything. I can't answer that, you know. I can. You're here. You care. You volunteer. You've been making supply for me this whole 20 minutes while I'm trying to talk. Not one person said this to me. You think you better sit it out today? Not one person. But three people said your voice will be stronger by the time you finish. I think it is. Because we're for each other. Bree tells me periodically, I've got your back. I've got your back. I've got you. Do you know what that means to me? It means so much to hear that because I believe her. She's probably more like me than anyone prophetically. It's a different animal. Now, I see myself in her. Knowing that she has my, thank you, Jesus. God is good. But I've got your back. Other people in here have your back.
That's right.
Can you look back at an assignment that you had and say, you know what, I did that well? Not bragging, can you? Just think right now, just a minute. Just think with me. Did you handle your assignment good? Did you handle it right? Do you think Jesus would say, well done, good and faithful servant? I think so. I think you've done something well. If you're here and you brought your kids and you brought your grandkids and you keep coming 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 and you keep coming, you've done something. The only losers are quitters. We're not quitting. Church, I, this week, of course, believe in God for my healing. I went to healing school, Gloria Kenneth, 101 scriptures. Two David Hortons, three Keith Moores, Dodie Osteen. I mean, I just did it till I could talk. Work. The word.
Yes.
That's your assignment.
Yes.
Yes.
Work the word.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some results. I saw some results, but I didn't see everything I was looking for. And I didn't know how to tell Deb and Danny and John and Amanda, but there was something in my throat that wouldn't give me passage. I think I coughed too hard or something. And so I did all of this work in the word, work in the word, work in the word, work in the word, work in the word. And these guys, Danny became my voice, and every hour she would declare my healing for me. And became my voice up here too. And so last night, after spending time in the word yesterday, I was watching a Hallmark movie. And something right here went click.
Wow.
And it was gone.
Hallelujah.
Don't give up.
That's right.
Don't give up. I was healed 2,000 years ago.
That's right.
Now the Hallmark movie didn't do it.
No.
But 101 healing scriptures did.
Yeah.
I sat down with a book. Number one. And my journal, number one, wrote it down, listened to it, looked it up. I did 101 of them like that.
Praise God.
Because this is my life.
Yeah.
The word works. And this family church is a word church.
Yeah.
And so we will teach our children and our grandchildren to work the word. You receive this today?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we love Christmas because we love you. You're our family. You're our big brother. We enjoy you, Father, and we love you. We thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray that this family will be an inspiration to you. This church family is an inspiration to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for this great group, this great family of people in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.